Our man of Cork, Mr. Jim Wilson, was on a bee safari recently. And earlier, I caught up with him at Harper's Island Wetlands Nature Reserve just outside of Cork City.
Well, Derek, I've just stepped inside to the hide and I'm talking with bee watcher extraordinaire Colm Damery.
Mm-hmm.
He led a fascinating bee safari event here at Harper's Island Wetlands. It was just amazing. We had nearly 40 people, all ages. He brought loads of jam jars. And we had to come inside here to record this because, believe it or not, it was actually quite windy outside this morning. Even the morning we did the bee safari, it was windy and it wasn't very sunny either. And I was worried that we wouldn't see anything. But in fact, we saw lots. We saw an awful lot of bees and bee activity. And no better person to tell us all about it is Colm Damery. Well, Colm, I mean, how many bees species do you think we had this morning?
Jim, well, I'd say we had all the five species that I expected to find. We found Bombus terrestris, which is the buff-tailed bumblebee, the Bombus lacorum, which is the white-tailed, one species of carderbee, the common carderbee, and we had the early bumblebee and the red-tailed bumblebee, the Bombus lapidarius, which was a surprise, really, because I didn't expect to find them here.
The media in the last decade or so have, you know, taken off and ran with the honeybee. Did we have honeybees this morning?
We did. We had plenty. Well, you're always going to see plenty of honeybees. I mean, there are people around here that keep honeybees, and you're always going to see more honeybees, to be fair, because there's far more individuals in a hive than there are bumblebees. But there will never be a problem with honeybees because, you know,
they're a successful
species.
Did I hear you mention an Italian honeybee at
one
stage?
Well, there is this thing about importing bees where you get a very successful bee that does very well on the continent, but is not really suited to the climate here. And in a year like this, they can be very successful, but if you get a bad year, they don't adjust their egg laying, and it can lead to the loss of the hive, essentially, at the end of the year.
Why were they imported?
Financial reasons, I suppose, mostly. They're far better when you get a good year, as I've said, because they're very prolific and they have huge numbers and they grow very quick. And they're very good at collecting. The Irish honeybee is far more cautious, and they're aware of the changes in climate that we have here and how our season ends.
Mm-hmm.
The Italian bee, they'll keep on laying. She can lay 1,500 to 2,000 eggs a day, and not realising that the end of the season is coming.
And we often hear that the honeybee is the pollinator, but that's obviously not the case.
No, I mean, they're very efficient at what they do, but
I think you were saying that they're compared to other insects.
A red mason bee, for instance, is far more they will do the work of, they reckon, about 100 honeybees, because they're kind of a scattergun effect on flowers and that they'll face plant into it. Leafcutter bees are pretty much the same. Also the fact that bumblebees will also fly at lower temperatures, so they'll be out earlier in the morning and can work in much lower conditions. Bumblebees essentially are for a temperate climate. Honeybees can kind of work at higher temperatures. Bumblebees are inclined to take a break. But if the weather is bad, bumblebees do far more work. People realise.
And if I came across a bumblebee and I wanted to identify it, and I had my phone with me to take a photograph, is there any particular parts of the bumblebee that I should be focusing on?
Yes, well, the tail is always the most important thing. I know that can often be difficult at certain times of year as soon as a bumblebee lands, it tucks its tail in. This time of year is pretty good because it's open flowers like the blackberry, so you see the tail.
But do you mean they don't have a real tail, is it?
It's their hind quarter. It's the tip of their hind quarters, it's the tip of that is really the giveaway. They can vary with the banding and that, but the tail will always be the important bit. You'll see the difference between the buff tail and the white tail when it comes to queens. They're very distinct. If you see, you will not mistake a white, which is the Bombus lacorum. And they're also the banding, which is, they would have two yellow bands. It's more yellow than orange.
Okay.
The Bombus terrestris is nearly always a bigger bee as well,
which is the
one you see at the start of the year. they can often last longer. In some places, I know in Cove, we had them there where they are actually trivoltine, and they will...
Which means?
They will have three nests.
Three nests.
They will
in one year.
That they will continue, especially where you would have a plant like winter heliotrope. And we say in urban gardens, it's a feature. It's the only bee that we have that survives.
Okay.
That will carry on through the year.
Okay, and do they have the same sort of size colonies as the honeybee?
No, far fewer. They can maybe 200 to 300. There is a little one there, the early bumblebee, which I always find fascinating in that it does everything contrary to what other bumblebees
do. And we had them today.
We had a little one. Yeah, she's the smallest bumblebee you'll have, and very distinctive enough in that she's got just a very slight orange tip to the tail. And even the kids were there today. It has always been a difficult one for me when I was learning at first, trying to figure out the difference between that and the red tail. But when you point it, when it's pointed out to you and you can see the little tip, it's even the kids today, they were coming up and they knew after a while that
they were identifying them.
It was good. It was great.
But you mentioned about that it sort of breaks the rules of bumblebee.
It does, yeah.
Behavior.
Well, it's the early bumblebee, and she'll the queen comes out quite early, and it's a high risk business because she's smaller than the terrestris, so she's not carrying the same amount of energy, and they often get caught out. But they're successful in that they have a smaller nest, and so they're early in that they produce their first generation earlier than the rest of them, so they're ahead of the game most of the time.
Well, Colm, it's been fascinating. I learned an awful lot this morning about our bees, and I look forward to going out now with a fresh eye to see what we can find. Thanks a million. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much indeed, Jim and Colm. Now,